all carrying equipment?
I think we're all right.
Okay.
Penn State senior Jamie Military, along with several other students, has traveled from Penn State University Park to help revamp a rain garden in downtown Philadelphia. Military is majoring in landscape contracting. She says taking part in projects like this lets her experience the different ways she can turn her undergraduate degree into a career.
There's so many avenues I can pursue. I can go into grad school for maybe sustainability. I can go into grad school for architecture, or I can go and start designing for a company.
She's interested in this project because she sees sustainability as the future of her field.
I think sustainability is a really important thing for us to start shifting towards. It's something I'm interested in, so I thought it was really cool to have this opportunity to volunteer and make a difference somewhere.
Look at that.
All right.
Military and the other volunteers get to work creating the rain garden in a small corner plot of land where two streets meet. First, they pull up weeds, then dig down a couple of feet. They line the depression they've created with a geotextile fabric so weeds can't grow up. Next, the volunteers lay down river rocks and add soil and mulch. They then put in native shrubs and grasses. To the untrained eye, the rain garden looks like a patch of scruffy plants on the side of the road. But these gardens have a larger purpose. The rain garden will collect rainwater before it can reach storm drains and filter it through the ground. That means fewer pollutants being swept down city streets during rain showers and ending up in streams.
Well, we don't need that yet, right?
Well, I guess it wouldn't.
Okay.
Tommy McCann is the unofficial leader for the day. He recently finished his master's degree in landscape architecture. Now he works with Penn State Extension. As an undergraduate at Penn State, he took part in several service projects like this one. He says students benefit from hands-on work in their fields.
It gives people the experience of actually building these projects and working with the water department, working with communities. It's just a wonderful service learning opportunity.
But for McCann, what's most important is educating the public about rain gardens. Even with the difficulty of the physical labor, what's more difficult is spreading the word about the benefits of green infrastructure. Rain gardens often go unnoticed in city landscapes, which is why he's trying to get to students early to teach them about sustainability.
I worked on an elementary school where we designed an outdoor planetarium for their students, and that was my first kind of taste of, wow, this could be really impactful. And since graduating last August, I've been trying to push as much as I can to get students to do work in Philadelphia to get that same experience.
Military thinks her work today will pay off, not only for the environment, but also for her future. She made a lot of good connections, and the work showed her a potential career path.
I really like doing work like this, where I can actually realize all the things that I have learned through different classes come together, basically, and then I can actually apply them to my work, and I really like that.
Military says she'll take what she's learned here to the annual Planet competition in March. It's a hands-on competition for students with horticulture backgrounds to show off their skills. Potential employers will be there to see what Military and the other students have learned in their college years. I'm WPSU intern Maria Bryant.